Hello, good morning. My name is Al from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
I am.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
I disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
I approve.
Thank you. Would you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
Right track.
Thank you. Would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
Right track.
Thank you. Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Not.
Thank you. How would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
The public school system?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, poor.
Thank you. Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Poor.
Thank you so much. And would you say that things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs, such as tuition, testing fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal, moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. Supporters said it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents says it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Will you support or oppose this legislation?
I support it.
Thank you. Given what you know now, will you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat?
That would be much
more likely.
Much more likely. Yep, much more.
Much
likely.
More. Thank you so much. And do you feel that all Virginia kids should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
Yes. No, I think kids should be able to go to any school they want. So whatever that is, I think it's probably no to that question.
Okay. Thank you. And do you feel that all Virginia students should not have the access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income?
I think they should have access to every school.
Thank you. And do you feel that all Virginia students should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
I think they should have access.
Thank you. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, will you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested?
Yeah, I would support it. Support.
Okay. Thank you. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
No preference to Virginia hemp farmers.
Okay. Thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identified as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia? Thank you.
No,
do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identified as a gender different than his or her biological sex? Okay.
Support.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
Support.
Thank you so much. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preference, sexual orientation, or gender identity?
Oppose.
Thank you. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very, very much for your time, for your patience. I would like to ask you now some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There is moderate access to care in my community? Okay. Thank you. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, medium priority, low priority, or is not a priority?
Medium priority.
Thank you. One idea that has been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
I'm not sure. I'm undecided.
Thank you. Now, I would like to hear your opinion about some specific aspect of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Thank you. It includes also $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Thank you. The plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Thank you. It includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Thank you. The plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Thank you. It also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand the telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Thank you so much. Having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you will now support or oppose it.
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
They should.
Thank you. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's information to a union organizers?
They should.
Thank you. Unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than half of the workers voting for the union before a union is given the availability to represent all public employees. Do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
They should.
Thank you. Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
could have to select a new unit.
Thank you so much. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. In 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?